Have you ever been asked why you're Lutheran? Maybe stumbled over a few words and kind of finally spit something out that sounded good. Going through seminary, I had to several times try to explain to professors and committees of people who wanted to make sure you were doing the right thing why it was I wanted to be a Lutheran pastor. And I will admit that I struggled often to explain why I wanted to be a Lutheran pastor, because just as when I stumble when people ask why I'm a Packer fan, I was born and raised in Green Bay in a Lutheran church. I don't know any other way. But today, as we celebrate Reformation Sunday, we remember the work of a man who was defiant against the church at the time, who was courageous to speak out for what he believed, and who should have been executed for his words and actions at the time. And thinking about the Reformation, it used to sound like a far-off fairy tale. A long, long time ago in a far, far away galaxy, there was a man who spoke out against the church. But a few years back, I had the opportunity to travel to Germany for a class and got to see where Luther studied. It was very cold. And saw the castle where Luther was sort of kidnapped by somebody to protect him. And then I also heard some of the other things that Luther said. We don't agree with everything Luther said as Lutherans. But the peace that Luther gave us was the opportunity to make our faith not just a passive thing that the church tells us to do, but a real, living, active part of each one of us. Luther's sort of well-known phrase, for those who may have had to memorize the small catechism in confirmation years, and as our kids in confirmation are learning it now, every time Luther made a statement, he said, "So what does this mean?" Notice the question is, what did that mean? What does this mean? Luther's quest was to figure out for himself what all of this church, faith, religion business meant for him at that time. And we today can still live that Reformation in our lives, figuring out what all this church, faith, religion business means for us today in our lives. It's an active, living faith, not a historical narrative. Without the Reformation, we would sort of be stuck. Because we are natural born sinners, so to speak. We sin constantly, even without realizing it. And we have to rely on God's grace for that forgiveness, to be saved, to be redeemed from those sins that we constantly live in. So in good Lutheran fashion, and no, I don't mean a potluck, in good Lutheran fashion, we need to ask the question, what does this mean for us? To be saved by grace from God alone. Pre-Reformation, you would have gone to the church leaders and confessed your sins, the ones at least that you could speak of, to them, and they would have given you some thing that you were supposed to do or say to be forgiven of your sins. That was the interpretation of God's word for them at that time. But what Luther started to push against was that we can't save ourselves. There's nothing that we can do to earn God's grace and forgiveness, because God gives it to us freely, without merit, without question. So we are saved by grace. We are free to live
But for what? We are blessed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are given that new life in Christ. We are beloved children of God. But for what? What does this mean for you? God's whole word for us throughout Scripture is about sacrifice and love. And God comes to us wherever we are, regardless of where we are. God comes to us. So we can first choose to live this life receiving this unwarranted grace freely given to us and simply bask in the glow of God's presence in our lives and be content, which is where most of us need to start. We need to feel God's presence in our lives. We need to understand that we are forgiven. We need to accept that we are forgiven so that then we can realize that all of this faith, church, religion stuff is not even about us, but it's about God. So that we can come to realize that we can love God before loving ourselves. Once we are freed, once we acknowledge that freedom and that release, that's when it gets hard. Receiving God's grace is not the hard part. But it's answering the question, what does this mean when it gets difficult? Maybe you're in a place in life where receiving, knowing that you're saved, is what you need now. Or maybe you're in a place where you've taken every ounce of your freedom to serve God in every way possible. But wherever you're at in that spectrum, God comes to you and says, don't get too comfortable. Because God is still going to use you. God is still going to release you from this world, free you from the things that hold you captive, so that you can be a part of God's amazing and mighty work. God comes to us so that we can be used by God to do God's work. What are those sins that you're freed from? What are those things that you have been held captive to? What transformations are you fighting God against? In what ways is God calling you to go out and serve, to use the gifts that you've been given, to use the life that you've been freed for, to work in God's world? The truth will set you free. The truth that you are free will set you free to serve God's church, to serve God's world. So ask God, what does this mean? What are these things that you're placing in my life? What am I to do with the things that you've given me? How can I use the good and the bad